This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. I'm your favorite host, Pauline.
And I'm Anthony.
And he's Anthony. And Anthony, are you alive?
I'm alive. Like, I...
Barely.
Like, here's the thing. Like, my voice, I don't know how bad my voice sounds on this, but, like, it's...
Can't sound any worse than mine.
I don't know. Like, I felt, like, bad yesterday. I feel better today. My voice is still all types of hell, but, like, I don't know. Like, I've been doing these things where, like, I decided to work at, like, you know, 5 at night till, like, 1 in the morning, then come here at 7 in the morning, which is, like, 6 hours in itself, and then, you know, also driving home and driving here. Like, you know, fun times. So...
fun times.
My body probably eventually was just like, hey, know how you're doing all these things? Stop. Please stop. Like, rest. Do other things other than just keep going. So, but anyways, I'm here. Hello.
No, I feel it. Sometimes I'm like, you know?
Right.
It happens to the best of us. Gotta have some... downtime, some me time. You don't really take time off.
Not exactly.
Like,
no.
Ever. From anything.
No, just have a lot of stuff. Just go, go, go. And then every now and then I'm just like, okay, so I'm just going to take this whole day and just like lay in bed.
Yeah.
Like the entirety of the day.
Yeah. No, some days I have those days where I'm like my agenda today is literally to do nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. I totally get it. But anyway, so jumping into into the NBA, there were quite a few games last night. There's going to be a few games tonight as well. So now we're getting a little bit deeper into all of these series.
Right.
Quite a few are 2-0 already. I guess it's kind of half and half with the 1-1s. But anyway, so last night we had the Atlanta Hawks take on the Washington Wizards. The Hawks fell to the Wizards 101-109. The Wizards are now leading 2-0. John Wall had a great game last night, 32 points, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists for his squad in that win last night. And then my poor, poor Russell Westbrook. Just could not, literally was doing everything, but just not enough. I mean, we could definitely get into this in a little bit, but the Oklahoma City Thunder lost to the Rockets in Houston, 111-115. James Harden, he had 35 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists. Big Russ, he had 51 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists, but I guess my guy needed 56 to get it done. But, and then another sad night, sad game if you're a Blazers fan. They lost to the Warriors 81-110.
Yeah, man, that's not good. That's, like, I feel bad for Portland because, I mean, they're trying, they're doing everything they can. They're like, okay, well, we got Kevin Durant. He's not playing, right? We're going to do this. We're going to win the game. And then 30 points, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I got it. Anvil drops on you. Like, it's not going well for them at all. At least with the Thunder, like, because it looks basically like Russ basically decided after game one, because game one he had, you know, 22 points and, you know, 6 of 23. Like, he still shot a lot and his percentage was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like he was just like, all right, so we lost by, what is it, 31? I, you know, tried to distribute the ball a little bit, you know, 7 assists, something like that, 22 points. I didn't shot the ball as many times as I, you know, usually do.
Yeah.
All right, you know, and this didn't work. Next game, I'm doing everything. What do you mean everything? Everything. Like, one of my favorite things to do when, like, looking at, like, the Thunder And when Russ goes off like this, you know, he's 17-43, is seeing what the next guy as far as attempts is. Like, he's had 43 attempts, and like, okay, so who's number two? And it's usually Victor Oladipo, but like, it's like the discrepancy of what it is, because he had 43 shots. The next one, 14.
Yeah.
14. Like, Westbrook had more field goals made than the other player, closest player had attempted. And yeah, like, he was 17-43. The rest of the team only made 23 field goals combined. Like, everything for that offense. And yeah, I guess people can debate, like, whether or not he has a good squad behind him, whether Oladipo or Cantor or Adams, whatever, are, like, good players or role players or whatever. But, like, he was just like, I am doing all of this. Like, I do this. Like, this is what I'm going to do today. And, I mean, they were leading at the end of three quarters. So, I mean, like, he was doing everything he can. And the game was really, really close at the end. It was just, eventually, you can only do so much before you start missing a few shots. And then, that's all you can do.
No, definitely. I think, and I'm kind of hurting because, like you said, he's doing everything, and I'm just like...
Like, they're going to get a game in Oklahoma City.
Sure.
Like, I don't think they're going to get swept.
No.
Like, I think he is basically going to get either game three or game four. Like, if he does get MVP of the league, whether it's him or Harden, if he does do it, like, it's a bad look if you get swept. If you lose the series, fine. Like, that's happened before. People have lost the series and the lower seeds, so that totally makes sense. This isn't like... You know, the year that Dirk got it in 07 when he was the one seed, lost the eighth seed and got the MVP, and it was all kind of awkward. And it's not even like if, you know, this year it went to Isaiah Thomas for Boston and they're looking like they might get swept in reverse being the number one seed in the East.
Yeah.
This is just like, you know, he's doing everything he can against what looks like a better team. Like, we talked about how, like, Oladipo had the next highest with 14. The next field goal attempt was Roberson. Who he doesn't shoot. Like, that's not his thing.
Right.
Like, he was, like, 6-12 and 0 of 3 from 3, because, again, he's not a good shooter. Like, he can't be your third person as far as field goal attempts. Like, that's not a thing. Like, yeah, you had, you know, Adams, who had only 3 attempts. You had Sabonis, who had an attempt. Grant, who had 4. Like, everybody else wasn't doing anything. Like, the entire bench, like, everybody concluded, like, Sabonis, Grant, McDermott, all of them, they had 19 field goal attempts for the whole bench.
Yeah, and that's just attempts.
Yeah.
Like, we're not
Russ
even...
made 17 shots.
Right. So, you know, it's... They definitely, I guess you could say, got to do some adjusting.
Like, but what do they do? Like, do they basically...
But that's what I'm trying to figure out is...
Like, the thing is, like, if you tell them, okay, Russ, look, you did your whole thing where you went crazy and tried to do everything by yourself. Okay, now we need you to basically spread the ball around. He's just going
to
look at the coach and be like, how?
What
do you want me to do? Like, well, I want you to get shots for Oladipo. How?
Yes.
Like, he can shoot jumpers. Okay, fine. He's
Oladipo need to get these shots.
Right. Oladipo can shoot jumpers, but, like, name another player on the team that can shoot. Not like, you know, Adams, where he's, like, 2 feet away from the basket and gets alley-oops and stuff like that and post-ups, whatever.
But
like,
someone
Hunter.
I can actually depend on.
Like, someone that's, like, if he has the ball, he's got it.
He's attacking.
Because as much as people complained about, like, when it was him and Durant, where it was just, like, I shoot, then you shoot, then I shoot, then you shoot, at least they both, like, understood that, like, okay, I'm really good, and you're really good, and, like, if I'm struggling, I'm going to give the ball to you because you can make a shot like that.
Right.
Russ looks at everybody else just like,
what do you...
No. Yeah, it's cool. I got this.
There's no point of that.
Yeah, like, he just looks around, and he's just, like holds the ball, look around, and he's just like, I don't like any of these options. All right, cool, I'm going to drive to the basket.
No, truly, so... Definitely a tough game for him. I mean, what more can you ask of him?
Yeah, and then like
to
over,
do, truly.
Yeah, like, there's nothing else he can really do. Like over with like Golden State, like they basically just ride the hot hand, whether it's Durant or Curry or Thompson or whoever, you know. And last night, like no one was really like that hot necessarily from the field or whatever. Like yeah, like Clay, I guess was like 3 of 8, and that's the closest. Steph was 4 of 12, but like. They basically just, like, rely on whoever's hot to kind of lead them through it or whatever. And, you know, sometimes they're just shooting a bunch of threes. I mean, last night they were 10 of 32, so it's not like they were on fire from three. But, like, they're just clearly better than Portland. Like, I think
in this particular case, it's, yeah, that's how it's chopping up to be.
Like, if you, like, we took away Kevin Durant, right? Mm-hmm. And they still won by 30, right? So I'm assuming that, like, if Durant basically decided, never mind, I'm just going to come back for round two,
right?
They'd be fine.
It's not a problem.
Like, how far do I have to, like, pull this out? Like, how far do I have to stretch this out to where it's just like, okay, I take out Durant. Okay, they're fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, I take out Durant and Klay Thompson. Still fine?
Mm-hmm.
If I take out Klay, Durant, and Draymond, if it's just like literally Steph versus Damian.
No, I think they'd be all right.
They still going to win?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they basically won a title without Kevin Durant and went to game seven without Durant. Like, I understand different mm-hmm. players, you know, Bogut leaves, JaVale comes in, who else? Livingston's still there.
Oh, yeah, he is.
You know, you still have people that are on the team, but you also have, who's Harrison Barnes, Festus, Barbosa. Like, you have people that left the team coming back, but, like, they basically won the title without Durant. So him being gone, they're just like, yeah, we're fine. We got this. And then I don't know what to say about Atlanta. Like, Atlanta's Atlanta. They're not good.
Like,
well, no, like, here's the thing. Like, Atlanta's not been good, like, good. Like, they had that season when they were, like, really, really, really good, and Kyle Korver was making, like, half of his threes.
Mm-hmm.
But the team wasn't that good. Like, they had nobody. It was like Boston. Like, they had no one who was just like, oh, yeah, like, this is, like, the guy that we get buckets from. Like, it was just kind of, like, a spread it around to Korver or Millsap or Horford or whoever else.
Right.
And, like, they didn't have a guy, and they still don't have a guy. They get Dwight Howard, who seems to be, like, the Eeyore of the NBA.
Aww.
He just goes there, and people, like, hey, aren't as good, and it's different. Like, ever since he basically...
I used to love Dwight.
I did, too. Like, I still like Dwight, but, like, ever since he decided to, like, not leave Orlando that one year when he was just, like, standing next to mm-hmm. Stan Van Gundy, when Stan Van Gundy just, like, thrashed him in an interview. Like, ever since that, like, the league has basically been like, nah, we don't like him anymore.
Yeah, it's been tough for him. So, with that, we're going to cut to our first break, and then when we come back, we'll give you guys a preview of what to expect in the games tonight, as well as discussing our current Super Bowl champions who went to go visit the White House, and we'll give you an update on all that fun festivities, as well as, of course, baseball news. So, keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. We will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome, everyone, back to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. It looks like I'm going to have to take this show by myself since Anthony's over here just looking at Russell Westbrook pictures.
No, I love Russell. That's my boy. Like, I'm trying to figure out what he looks like in the, like, post-game press conference that he's doing.
He always wears interesting clothing.
He does. He always has something like, that's just kind of like...
it's always interesting to
me.
I just don't like it when I can tell that he's not wearing socks.
Oh, yeah, that's your thing.
That's my thing. Yes.
Yeah, you hate Dwayne Wade for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you not wearing socks?
It does seem like a weird thing to skip.
It's just nasty. Like, I could just imagine, like, doesn't your foot get sweaty?
Probably,
like, is it not stinky in there? And, like, you have really big feet. I don't know. It's just gross. It just doesn't fly for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so moving on to, so tonight, as far as basketball is concerned, we have the Cleveland Cavaliers taking a trip to Indiana to take on the Pacers tonight. That's going to start at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Then we have the Raptors taking on the Bucks in Milwaukee. And then to wrap up the evening as far as playoffs are concerned, we have the Spurs taking on the Grizzlies in Memphis. So a lot of fun tonight. I'm pretty sure. Okay, how do you feel about the Spurs and Grizzlies? What's going to happen with that? Is it a sweep?
No. No, Grizzlies will win.
One game?
Grizzlies will win because you get Fizdale, who basically lost his mind and just went on this like epic rant. Who's like, I've never heard anything like that. Like, he like referenced like the stats they were losing in the game and just decided to take out, you know, the officials and praise Conley and like all these things. Like, so it's a whole thing that like Phil Jackson used to do, or Pat Riley or someone like that would do, where they would basically just say like, oh, the refs are doing da da da.
Yeah.
And then gets back to the owner, not to the owner, to the commissioner. And it'll get back to Silver, and Silver will be like, all right, look, like, you guys can't obviously keep saying these things. Like, they fined him $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to get back to the officials, and the officials are basically going to be, like, shamed into, like, calling the game more closely, either through the NBA or whatever. Like, they're going to call it more closely, and it's in Memphis. So, like, I think game three, they actually win the series, but then I think the Spurs are just going to end up winning the series 4-1. I just think this game actually goes to Memphis.
Yeah, just one more.
Yeah.
Just one.
But, like, all these games, like, this is the start where it's, like, the road team will win a game and we'll, like, convince ourselves of, like, oh, they've got a chance when they really don't. Like, the Grizzlies
are gonna... Oh, my God, is that going to happen to my Thunder?
Yeah. Like, I love Russ. I don't know what more Russ can do, but, like, they'll probably win one of the two games in Oklahoma City just that way it's not a sweep. Milwaukee, they may win both games in Milwaukee and then go up 3-1. Because Milwaukee's, like, a freak show. Like, I love them, but Giannis is basically, like, some alien that got dropped on Earth. Like, I forget who said it, but somebody was just like, the aliens are coming. LeBron was just the first one. Like, LeBron was
They're
just
the
like...
the Monstars.
Yeah, like, they, like, LeBron was just the first one to get here. Westbrook was, like, the little runt of the litter that basically decided to come down here. And now you get Giannis, who's, like, 9'7" and has, like, a 100-foot wingspan.
No, Giannis is pretty...
Like,
pretty
he...
cool guy.
Like, and you have Thon Maker, who's, like, 7'5"
yeah,
or whatever
Thon.
He is. And, like, the whole team, like, Middleton and Monroe and Henson, like, all of them are just, like, super long. And it's, like, the whole team is just, like, athletically just, like, insane. They may lose to Toronto, but, like, they also have Jabari Parker coming back next year.
Yes.
And, like, the whole team, like, I can see them in, like, 2 years basically winning the whole thing. Like,
oh, wow. You heard it here first, guys. Heard like, it here first, straight from Anthony.
Like, not like this year, because, like, they're 42 and
give
40,
them
whatever.
2 years.
But give him, like, yeah, give Giannis more time, because Giannis got a lot better from, like, last year to this year. So, like, if he keeps
Giannis
doing what he's doing. Yeah, well, yeah. And, like, give Thon Maker, give Jabari, give whoever
Thon
the players.
Thon got to gain some weight.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Thon Maker is, like, 7'5" and weighs, like, 150 pounds.
He
like,
got to gain a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He got to gain, like, two of me.
Right.
Like, truly.
So, like, he needs, like, but, like, you give them time, they're going to be good. They might be Toronto just because they probably got the best player in the series, you know, with, like, Giannis. Like, he's probably the best player.
Yeah, and Giannis is a
between
consistent
both.
Producer.
Yeah, so, like,
truly,
they'll win at least one game in Milwaukee, and the series probably at least will be tied 2-2, if not 3-1 in favor of Milwaukee. And then over in Indiana, like, Paul George is trying all he can. Lance Stephenson is being as much of an irritant as he can, because that's what Lance does. Lance just likes to irritate people. Like, it's his thing. Like, it's what his, like, pastime is. Like, you ever say, like, things where, like, oh, what are your favorite pastimes? What are your hobbies? He's just, like, messing with people. Like, that's what – like, he, in one of his first few games, got back into the NBA and, like, at the last 10 seconds of the game, did a layup when time was, like, running out just to, like, throw it in their face. And then the other team gets in his face and starts yelling at him. And instead of him feeling, like, you know, shame, like a normal – empathetic human being, just like walks through both of them, like da 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 da, like doesn't care, like just walks through
at
everybody
all.
And is just like, well, I did what I did, and like the rest of the team is like,
cry about it.
The rest of the team is just like, man, you just got here, we got to defend you already. Like,
yes,
what
yes, yes.
Like, can you give us like a week? Like, you're gonna give us like 3 games? Like, can we just take a? Nope, you're gonna do more stuff. Okay, but they'll win a game. Like, Indiana will win a game against Cleveland in Indiana. And like I said, it'll be like the 4-1, like, what do they call it? Like, the gentleman sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is what it's basically going to be. Like, it'll be 4-1 series win, but, like, you get the one game at home to where the fans are kind of like, yay, we have a chance.
Yeah,
and then
the next
game happens, and they're like, oh.
We're done.
Never mind.
Well, at least we got one win, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's all it is. Like, you get that one win where you just, like, feel good about yourself, and it's like, maybe we can push the series. And it's like, no, you can't because they have LeBron. And that's not going to go well for you because LeBron at any time can basically just like maybe the team can't flip a switch, but he can flip a switch and be like, all right, yeah, I'm going to be LeBron now. And once he decides to be like LeBron, even if he's only like 90% of what he was, 90% of what his like peak was, like, is still probably better than anybody else in the league.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
like when he decides to basically like shut down someone on defense. Like if he basically just decided to take Paul George, not out of the game, but like mess up his shots so badly that like he can't get good shots, like that team crumbles. Like Indiana's not the same team if Paul George isn't going for like 35 points.
Yeah, no, I totally see what you're saying.
So, like, I don't know, like, I don't see, do you see any other team outside of Toronto, like, actually, or outside of Milwaukee, like, winning more than one game in the next two? No?
No.
Yeah. I can't, like, I like Indiana and they're cool, but they're not going to be Cleveland and...
Well, I'm hoping the Celtics shape up just to give us...
That one.
Some, but it's not surprising to me.
If they get swept,
it's okay.
If they get swept
it's
in
shocking,
reverse,
like, but it's not surprising. I don't know if that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so
it's kind of like a shock because they are the number one seed,
right?
But then it's not as surprising when you think about the components of the team that they're playing,
right? Well, it's like I just said with Toronto, right? Giannis might be the best player in that series. Jimmy Butler is probably the best player in the series. Like, yeah, Isaiah's number two,
yeah,
but like Jimmy Butler's probably the number one player in the series, and then the number three player is probably Wade.
Yeah.
Especially, like, playoff Wade. Like, he's...
Yes.
And then playoff Rondo. Like, Rondo basically seems like the dude that just basically, like, takes a nap throughout class, and the finals come, he's like, oh, I gotta do good. Okay, yes. Cool, I got this. Like, he just, like, wakes up, like, a week before the finals, like, what do I have to know? And then he just, like, reads the entire book for, like, a week straight, and he's like, yeah, I got this.
And he's got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what Rondo's basically been doing. Like, he's been doing nothing all year. Dwayne Wade got rejected by the rim in game one, and now in the playoffs, he's just like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm Dwayne Wade. I'm one of the top five shooting guards of
all
time. Like, I got this.
Yep.
So, like, I want to say they'll probably win the series, and it wouldn't surprise me if Chicago won the series.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a little bit shocking just because you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
This is an 1-8 in the reverse, like you said, but it's like, think about it.
Like, if you, like,
think
yeah,
about
like,
it.
Like I said, like, if you decided to, like, pick the players, like, if it was just, like, all 30 players, you
exactly,
know.
Exactly.
Laid out, and you're just like, cool, like, who do you want? And they're like, yeah, I want Jimmy Butler first. Who do you want second? All right, fine, I'll take Isaiah. Okay, I'll take Dwayne Wade. Okay, I'll take Rondo. Okay, I'll take Horford, maybe? Like, it's probably the next one on that list, but, like, everybody else on that team, like, Crowder and Olynyk and Smart and everybody, like, they're not good. They're, like, solid, but, like, none of them are, like, yeah, let's get buckets. Like, none of them do that.
Uh-huh.
So.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, I'm not too surprised.
And the thing is, if they win that series, then they're going to play Washington, or I guess you say the winner of Washington and Atlanta. So they're probably going to play Washington and.
That would be a good series.
That, like, I would assume Washington wins that series, but I guess I could see it Cleveland or Chicago winning that series too. And then at that point, they probably face Cleveland, but it's. We're basically figuring out again that it's like, oh, yeah, it's still going to be Golden State and Cleveland, right? Because Golden State last night decided to just mollywop the whole Portland Trail Blazers city organization and everybody. Just made them all feel shame. And it's looking like it's still going to be the finals of Warriors and Cavs. Just depends how we actually get there.
No.
Like, there's going to be, like, a few things Spurs. In between. It's like, oh, I can't.
Spurs.
Could be the Spurs, too. But do you want the Spurs? Like, you like the Spurs, and you want the Spurs to get there. But, like, I feel like people at large just want, like, the round three, like
that's what I'm saying. They're just for the hype.
Well, because like the first time you had Kyrie getting hurt and Kevin Love getting hurt, that's when Olynyk pulled his arm out of socket. Like you had both of them hurt, so it was basically LeBron versus the world, and they still took it to game six. Last year, Draymond Green decided to nut punch everybody, and he got suspended for like a game.
Everything.
Like, he decided to basically
for
like karate chop.
He was getting suspended.
Yeah, like he karate chopped everybody last year, and. He got knocked out of the series for a game, and then Cleveland won the series. So this year, it's like the round three of just like, okay, everybody's healthy, everybody's good, let's go. Like, this is like the final, like, okay, you got one, you got one, all right, let's do round three. Because then you actually, for the first time, get like a best out of three finals, which has never happened before. Like, even as many times as Lakers and Celtics played back in the day, like it was never three in a row. It was three times they played, but it wasn't three in a row. So like it, like I don't know. I just want to see that. Like I like the Spurs, but like I don't know. Duncan's gone now, and Kawhi Leonard. I don't think he knows how to smile. Like I don't think it's.
Hey,
his...
Kawhi is.
No, Kawhi's a beast.
Kawhi's like Tim Duncan, though.
He is. He
like
hundred.
Mini.
They found a clone of Tim Duncan, only like 6 inches shorter.
Yes, like it's literally his son, like in a very good way.
Yeah, like
that's literally his son.
Pop basically found a guy. It's like, oh, you're the same dude, and you play great defense like Duncan. Yo, okay, good, we got this. Yes. Like, it's the same thing. Like, they basically found the same guy.
They found his son.
Yeah.
And had his dad pour into him these last few seasons.
Right.
And then his dad was like, all right, my work here is done. Go on, young one.
Duncan retired the most Duncan way possible. Instead of like Kobe, who's like, I'm going to have this entire year where you guys love me. Duncan's just like, yeah, whatever, I'm out.
I'm out.
Like, he's just like, ah, I'm
it's done. About that time.
Like, he didn't have like a celebration for the last year of the season.
Didn't even let us honor him.
Yeah, he was just like, you know, because you
he's
could.
He's like, y'all know I'm not coming back.
Because right? You could make a solid argument, not even a solid argument, you could make probably a better argument the other way around that he's a better player historically than Kobe. That Duncan's better historically than Kobe.
Ooh, we'd have to talk about that.
But, like.
Like, no, like, that could get into a whole, like, that would be a good discussion.
Like, you could make, like, they have the same number of rings. They have, I think he has more finals MVPs. He has more regular season MVPs than Kobe. Mm-hmm. Like, he's done a lot of stuff. And, like, Kobe was just like, I want this last year. I want all of the money. Like, give me all of the money from the Lakers, and then give me the full year where you guys love me. And that final game went against the Jazz, where he was basically just like, I'm going to take 90 shots. You guys can, like, pass it to me if you'd like, but I'm getting the ball somehow.
Right. No, right.
So, but yeah, like, now you have the Spurs still being the Spurs. I'm like, I would like the series. I just want it to be.
Yeah, selfish.
Round three. That's, yeah.
Selfish. Anyway, so with that, we're going to take it to our last break, and when we come back, we're going to give you guys, we're going to touch on, discuss, talk about the Patriots at the White House. So keep it locked here. You're listening at the, to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast.
Want to know the latest in soccer? Then listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. From MLS, the World Cup, and the Premier League, we've got you covered. The latest updates, the hottest matches, and news on the league's top players. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast.
David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals.
Listen now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. So, yesterday was a big day that I think a lot of people were waiting for a lot of different reasons.
Sure.
Good, bad, otherwise, just trying to see what's going to happen, interested to see what's going to happen. It was also, I think if you are a New England Patriots fan or a Patriot,
you had a full day if you were a Patriots fan yesterday.
You had a very long day. Yeah.
It was a full day.
A lot of different emotions, I think. Both good and bad and different as well. So Aaron Hernandez was found dead in jail.
He hanged himself in a cell.
He hung himself. So that was one whirlwind of emotions, of course, for a lot of different reasons. People felt a lot of different things in regards to that. And then, for the rest of the day, however, was them being honored and invited to the White House for their Super Bowl championship win this past, what was that, February?
Yep.
Ooh, I don't know why my months are like, in February, so just a couple months ago, so that was a big day. So a lot of people have been discussing this particular, I think every White House invitation gets discussed, of course, because one, it's a huge honor.
Yeah.
You know, like not going, everybody gets to go to the White House.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Right.
No matter how cool you are.
Yeah.
And this is something that championship teams look forward to when that's part of the reward of winning in your craft is you get invited to go to the White House and you get to spend, I don't think like the whole day, but you get to spend amount of time.
Yeah, a decent amount of time in the White House. Yeah.
I think you get to spend a lot of time like on the grounds, but as far as like being with the president, because like, I mean,
he has other
you
stuff
have
too.
Like presidential. So like I'm sure
he's busy.
They chunk off an enough time, of course.
Sure.
But I don't think he's with them the whole time. I don't know. That's just what I would assume.
Well, you know, it's the same thing.
I mean, I've never been invited. Right. So I don't know.
It's the same thing, yeah. It's like people who have like these like tours of the White House, right? Like every now and then the president will show up and say hi.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean like you're going to
be
there.
Get a little press.
Yeah. So I mean like they go there and they get the picture and he gets the jersey that says 45 on it or whatever with your name or whatever. So like they do that whole thing. But as far as, like, actually, like, hanging out with the president, yeah, it's probably for, like, an hour or something like that. Like, it's nothing, like, too long because again, like, you know, he kind of has a lot of things to do. And eventually probably someone calls him and it's like, we need to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. And he's like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah.
You know, like, as much as I love being here, like, I have, like, work stuff. No, like, yeah. My work stuff goes all 24 hours a day.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I could be woke up at, like, 5 in the morning. It's like, yeah, we got to talk about this. I'm like, okay.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So they had the thing at the White House.
Yep.
Picture everything else. Mm-hmm. We had Senor Rob Gronkowski, who basically decided to detour a little bit, which, real quick, like, you know, there was a thing about Gronkowski. He basically, in the middle of Sean Spicer, who's the press secretary, in the middle of his, like, speech that he does every day, Gronk just, like, opens the door. Just randomly. You guys need help with anything? I got this. And Spicer, like, what the hell? No, we're good. You sure? Probably. All right, cool. Good talk. And, like, shuts the door. Like, mm-hmm. I have a few questions when it comes to this. Question number one is, like, how did he get there?
Yeah.
Meaning, like, did you just let him roam around the White House? Because that doesn't seem allowed.
It doesn't seem allowed, but like, it does seem Gronk-esque.
Oh, 100% seems Gronk-esque. No, 100% is like he just looked around trying to find either alcohol or women that just run around the White House.
No, he was trying to find pictures.
Of women.
No.
Like, he is just running around the White House. But, like, it totally makes sense that Gronk just, like, opened up the door. It's like, is this where the kegs are? That's not where the kegs are?
No,
okay,
Gronk
never mind.
Was probably just like, imagine who has stood on these grounds.
Right.
Imagine
I don't think his brain goes that
taking
far.
Taking a pic.
I don't think his brain goes.
I don't know. I should have followed him on Snapchat yesterday. That probably would have been awesome.
Like, I don't think.
I mean, I guess I could still follow him. Does he have Snapchat? I got to look it up.
He probably does. It wouldn't surprise me.
If it's on his story, it might still be up.
Right.
Might have time.
Barely. Yeah.
Barely. Couple scenes.
A couple of them. Like, he is basically just, like, running. Like, yeah. Like, how is that allowed? Because, like, it's not like you will, like, miss him. Like, he's 6'5 and giant. Like.
And I feel like he's like that guy that. I mean, I get this a lot, too, so I don't say this in a bad way. But you always kind of know where he's at because he's either laughing, he's loud. Like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, so it's not like you can really sneak
right.
when you're Gronk.
Like, I feel like
he'll just start laughing and be like, bro, I'm about to sneak up on you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the Secret Service is like, we have a giant person walking in the house.
Yeah.
It's like, is he a threat? No.
Nah,
he's fine. Like, just let him roam around. Like, there's probably, like, a few places they're like, don't let him go in that room. That's, like, highly classified material. Please don't let him go in that room because he'll just take a picture of it on Instagram and then all of a sudden the whole world will see it.
Right.
Not knowing what it is. Like, oh, these look like funny pictures. Bam. But, yeah, like, it is just – that. Like, it was the most Gronkian thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And
– for sure.
I imagine, like, he just, like, is walking around just, like, every day. Because we let Gronk get away with everything. Like, Gronk had a sex boat and we didn't care about it. Like, he legitimately –
oh, I did not know that about –
you know he had that?
Wow. Okay.
Do you not remember the, like, party boat he had, like, 2 years ago in the offseason?
Wow.
Like, he literally.
I choose to see the good in people.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I said we let him get away with it. Like, he basically, one offseason, it was either a year or two ago.
Wow.
Basically, like, in the offseason, basically, because they didn't obviously coin it like a sex boat because that's not the same thing.
Wow.
You can't market that as well. Or maybe you can.
Just making my head hurt.
But he, like, literally, it was like this boat where it's just like you could party on a boat with Gronk, like this giant yacht, whatever. Like, you could party on the boat with him, and people paid hundreds of dollars. And I know this because, like, my
were
old
you
roommate,
about to go?
My roommate and I looked it up.
Shut up!
And we were looking at it. We're just like, how much does this cost? And it was like so much money. We're just like, yeah, we can't really, like, we could afford to do it, but it would be the thing of, like, we can afford to do it and then, like, only eat Top Ramen for a good, like, month, you know, straight. So. Mm-hmm. We decided against it, but, like, yeah, like, a lot of people signed up for it, and my reason for calling it a sex boat was, like, what do you think was happening on that boat? Like, do you think everything was, like, PG and, like, Disney-friendly?
Wow. And so, with that...
It's Gronk. Look, and I
Anthony!
Love... No, Gronk's my boy. I love him. I defend him all the time. He's one of my favorite players in the history of the NBA because he's just a big, giant 5-year-old that decides to basically play football.
Yeah, I feel like he's
and no one can stop him, also.
Yeah.
Like, he can do whatever he wants because, like, when the other team tries to defend him, they basically have to, like, attack his knees to stop him.
And even that doesn't
And even that doesn't work all the time. He's just like a giant, like, polar bear that sometimes doesn't have, you know, control. Like, he doesn't have, like, fully functioning knees. And then he gets healthy again. He's like, okay, we're going to do this one more time.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome as far as that's concerned. So, you know, the Patriots, they went. They enjoyed it, I'm sure, those of them that decided to go. Of the 34 players that went,
mm-hmm.
six of them did play with Hernandez, but none
right.
of them spoke to reporters or mentioned anything.
I don't think the Patriots really had any. I think they kind of were just like, yeah, like, don't talk about it. Like, maybe as a statement they'll put something out, but, like, individuals are probably just like.
Yeah, and I think with something like that, too, it's very, very, one, it's kind of soon.
Right.
That's really soon to be, you know, and I think certain things should be kept private, so maybe that's kind of like the route that they were going.
Sure.
Which, you know, you can only expect for them to get asked questions.
Right.
Because that was what was happening, and that was the news of the day. But anyway, so hopefully they had a good time. You know, we'll see who wins the series as far as NBA is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see who goes to the White House then. So with that, we're going to cut it. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline.
And I'm Anthony.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.